Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup is a huge CCL showdown as DeSales hosts Waterson. And now here's Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
There are rivalry games that defy description. This, however, is not one of them. Take your pick. Emotionally charged, stomach-turning, hard-hitting, nail-biting, or supply one of your own. I turn now to Larry Wolf and ask you to fill in that blank, sir.
Hatfields and McCoys. They've got more in common than they have that separates them. But tonight, they're not going to be very friendly with each other, and it's been that way for about 50 years.
Playoff ramifications even in week number six?
Absolutely. Whoever wins this is going to have a step up, obviously, and they're going to think that they're on par with where they've been in the past. And the other one's going to have to do some reshuffling here and figure it out.
When we come back, we'll hear from both frenzied head coaches, but first we'll take a deep breath on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for seven, or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at lincolnofcolumbus.com.
Now's the perfect time to pursue your master's degree at Ohio Dominican University. Ohio Dominican's high-demand graduate programs in business, healthcare administration, education, and sport management will equip you with the skills you need to advance your career. With courses available 100% online and on-campus during the evening, you can choose how, when, and where you earn your master's degree. Classes start soon. Apply now at ohiodominican.edu/grad.
Hey, it's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, maybe I want to get metal roofing, but I know my homeowners association is kind of fussy. Is there any option there?
Sure is, Randy. You call 721-ROOF and you let us come out and put a stone-coated stamped steel metal roof on your house with the look of shingles.
What's the financing like on that?
How about 0%, Randy? Does that hurt your feelings?
No, it does not. Can I get an insurance discount?
Sure can.
Call 614-721-ROOF or hit the net at
themetalroofcompany.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Wetrich, president of Education First Credit Union. Since 1936, Education First has proudly served Ohio's education community. We're a not-for-profit, member-owned financial cooperative committed to serving the financial best interests of our members. If you are already a member, thank you for choosing us. If not, I invite you to come in and experience the credit union difference. You can count on us to always put your financial best interests first. Please visit us at any one of our three Central Ohio locations or online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Eagles, the one and only, hold your applause for Brian Kennedy. And coach, talk about the team's performance at 4-1 halfway through the season. Happy and even maybe a bit surprised or not?
Well, no, certainly happy. I mean, you know, anytime you're 4-1, you know, going in and you're still, you know, the league championship and the playoffs are still, you know, in our control, we feel good. I mean, this is a different feeling than the last couple of years. You know, I don't know that I'd say surprised. I mean, we got a lot of guys back that played a lot of time last year, and so I think you're kind of seeing we're reaping the benefits of that.
Let's talk about your offense first, and you've got a healthy Jacob Hoying at quarterback. How much of a difference maker is that for you guys this year?
I mean, it's tremendous. I mean, he, you know, he got a lot of experience last year, did a really good job. You know, unfortunately, his season was cut short in that Ursuline game. But he comes back with confidence and a full understanding of the offense. So he, you know, he's a benefit on the field for us.
Tommy Bear sees plenty of time at running back. How has he morphed from his performances last year?
I mean, Tommy's just gotten better in every phase of the game. I mean, Tommy is a special kid. He does everything right. He's a leader on the field. You know, if Jake knows the offense the best, Tommy's not far behind him.
The old days of Waterson football, pass was a dirty word, but that's not the case anymore, is it?
Well, you know, I don't know that pass was a dirty word, but it's certainly, with what we've got, and I think you look at our kids, you know, we're trying to run an offense that gives them the best chance for success.
Before you were there, it was a dirty word. I can tell you that as the head coach. How about defensively? What can we expect to see from the Eagles tonight?
Well, you know, you'll see us being aggressive. I think we're really well coached, and I think our guys up front do a really good job. We've got to not give up the big plays tonight because DeSales can score in bunches, and we can't let that happen.
And you kind of teased it, but if you had to put all the keys on the table right now, what do you have to do to win?
Well, you know, we got to slow them down on offense. I mean, their running back and their quarterback are really, really good, and they're good up front. Ryan and his coaching staff do a tremendous job, and so, you know, we cannot give up the big plays when we're on defense, and then when we're on offense, we got to execute. We got to take what they're going to give us, and we got to execute.
As a 92 grad of Waterson, is this like oxygen, this game? Have you lived this your whole life?
I mean, this is it. This is absolutely it. I mean, this is the week. This is the game. This is what you look forward to. In the off season and leading up to it. I mean, this is as good as it gets.
Stomach aches during a week like this?
Oh yeah, no sleep, stomach aches, anxiety. Yeah, and you know, I don't even want to think about Friday leading up to the game. It's going to be the longest day of my life.
Well, take plenty of Pepto, and we'll talk to you after the game. How's that?
I appreciate it.
We'll pause and come back with more of the pregame show and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm Agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Stallions, Ryan Wigginson. Coach, talk about the team's play in an overview. You're at 4-1 at the halfway mark. Happy, disappointed, or where you thought you would be at this point of the season?
I'm happy that we're 4-1. We certainly didn't deserve the game that we lost. We had zero deserving of winning that game. We had turnovers, and we played poorly in all phases of the game. And so I think we learned from it. I think we've gotten better. The second half of the season, though, is where all the goals will take place, the league goals, playoff points, and all that kind of stuff. So we're not in a bad place after the midway point, but we have to look at where we've been the last 3 weeks, and we have to continue that because the road is getting tougher each and every week.
I want to talk about a couple names on offense. First of all, I want your take on running back Quintel Quinn and how he's performing this year.
Well, you know, Quintel's been great. I mean, he's a tough kid, and he's a competitor, and he's had some great plays for us this year on both sides of the ball. You know, he's a winner. I think he's one of the very best on the field each and every week. And, you know, he's been good. But it's also the guys around him. I mean, he'd be the first to tell you that. I think we're starting to play more cohesive as a unit, and we're going to need to do that if we're going to continue to be successful.
And how about Reno Godfrey at quarterback?
Reno's another one who got, you know, early on, I think we had to knock a little bit of rust off. But Reno's got ability, and the biggest thing is being able to take what the offense has given us. You know, teams are going to have to get someone out extra in the box, hopefully to stop our running game. And when that happens, we need to be able to take advantage of it. And the last few weeks, we've been able to do that. And so hopefully we can continue it.
Talking with Ryan Wiggins on the pregame show, how about the play of your defense after 5 weeks? Happy?
Not necessarily happy. I think we've done enough to survive. One thing we've done well is we've been opportunistic. We've gotten our share of turnovers. And I think our guys are flying around and trying hard. But we're improving. We're adjusting our little bit, personnel, scheme, all those kind of things. And so I do think we're getting better. Last week, we were playing really well. We got 4 turnovers, which our offense turned into 28 quick points, and we were able to jump all over an opponent. So that's always good. But continued improvement. It's going to have to continue to get better.
And finally, keys to victory tonight. What do you have to do to beat Watterson?
Well, first of all, I think we have to control the line of scrimmage because that'll allow us to keep their offense off the field. I think Hoying is the best running or the best quarterback that we've seen so far. They're very efficient on offense, and so keeping them off the field, limiting their opportunities, they are give them enough chances, and they're going to have success. So I think controlling the line of scrimmage, and then we have to play clean. What's gotten us, we've been successful the last few weeks because we've not turned the football over, we've minimized our mistakes, and I think that'll be a huge key to beating Watterson.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week. It's presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jeff here from Custom Air. Early in his career, the president of Custom Air noticed the peers he respected always did 3 things well. They took care of their customers, retained good employees, and earned respect in the community. At Custom Air, we follow these same principles, and it all starts with our team members. You'll find our employees are committed to quality, customer service, and trust with each and every one of our customers. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with 2 sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just 1 block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
When you think of rivalries, you think Ohio State, Michigan, Red Sox, Yankees, Carolina, Duke, and if you're a Central Ohio football fan, you think Watterson in DeSales. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the CCL Football Game of the Week, and welcome to the second half of the 2019 season. I'm Ryan Baker in the studios of AM 820, and it's as big as it gets tonight in our Game of the Week as the DeSales Stallions host the Watterson Eagles, and both teams sitting at a record of 4-1. The second half of the season actually got underway last night for one of the CCL teams as Reedy fell to 3-3, losing to Columbus Academy 35-14. St. Charles, they're on the road tonight at Hartley in another matchup of 4-1 CCL schools, and Newark Catholic is on the road at Utica. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., Fisher Catholic takes on Worthington Christian at Fulton Field. Some huge matchups in the OCC tonight in the Mid-State League that we will keep you up to date on all night long. And don't forget the AM 820 scoreboard show after the game presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. Let's head out to Alumni Stadium right now and our team of Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for tonight's CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, thank you very much. DeSales has won the toss here tonight and defers, so Watterson will receive going from right to left. 62 degrees, a game time wind from the north northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Is that a factor at all tonight, sir?
It can be. I mean, it's a little chillier than it usually is, and it can be a factor, especially in this kicking game.
Randy Tawia has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Back deep for Watterson is Tyler Young, number 21, standing back inside the 10-yard line. And now he's got company back there. The one thing we'll tell you again about Watterson, the most difficult uniforms to figure out who's doing what in the history of mankind.
I'm glad you said that because I thought I was just going blind.
It's like cream and crimson combining.
And return starts from the goal line, up across the 5, the 10, near side across the 15-yard line, and maybe to the 16, and that's about it. A return of about 16 yards on the play, and that's where Watterson will take over. First and 10 in this contest, some 6 seconds into this game. The quarterback for Bishop Watterson will be Jacob Hoying. Up front, the interior five include Mason Graney, along with Patrick Jesse, and also we'll see Matthew Johnson to start. Brady White, Isaiah Manuel, and Chris Crane. Tight end is Davis Boone. Wide receivers, Andrew Bettendorf, along with Sam Shahar, and also Tyler Young. So first and 10, mark the ball at the 16-yard line. Quick pop, the pass is complete near side across the 20, up to the 25-yard line as it goes to Young, and Tyler makes the catch, and for Young, that is his 18th catch of the season.
Sales is going to have to come up, and they're going to have to press that coverage a little bit because they're just running these RPOs all night if they don't.
Intihar was wide open to the far side of the field, too. So now it'll be a gain of just about 11 on the play. First and 10 from the 27-yard line, 11 seconds into this one. Watterson has it with Hoying from the gun. Quick pop, far side of the field, and the pass is complete. Out to the 28-yard line, and that's as far as they're going to get on the play as the pass goes to number 25, Sam Intihar. Intihar makes catch number 6 on the campaign.
It took him one whole play to make an adjustment, close that spacing down. If you're going to just throw short all night, they're going to take that away at some point and make you throw over the top.
So a gain of just about 3 on the play. We'll call it second down and a long 7 from near the 29-yard line. Good size up front in that Watterson offensive line. We'll talk about the DeSales defense in just a second. I'm going to go with 2 wide at the top and 2 wide at the bottom. One back in the backfield for Hoying on this second down and 7 play from just past the 28-yard line. One man in motion top to bottom. Hoying wants to throw far side of the field and the pass incomplete along the far side and around the 40-yard line. Intended on the play for Andrew Bettendorf. Now defensively for the Stallions, it goes like this. Matthew Stewart up front along with Cole Potts and Frank Chironi. We'll also see a lot of Joshua Martin Hayden, Jackson Hartman, and Billy Kane IV. The linebackers from the outside in Mason Washington and Jalen Bell. Inside, Quintel Quinn and Jason Velasquez, and also Jonathan Thompson will see time as well, too. Talk about the secondary here in just a second, as it is now a third down situation, 3rd and 7 for Hoying and Company. And straight back to throw, rolling right, and pass is incomplete. The secondary wrapping that up for DeSales is Isaiah Thomas and Jordan Johnson are the corners. Corey Moriarty and Owen Faulkner are the safeties in this contest. So now 4th down and 7 in punting situation. Now Owen Faulkner will go back deep to the 30-yard line and ready to boot the ball is Jonah Fortkamp, where he is a 6 foot, 173-pound senior.
Into the wind, Randy, into the wind.
And a low snap. He corrals it, though. It's a nice kickoff. On the run, Faulkner makes it at the 42 up to midfield. To the 45, looks for some help, tries to cut back, and he'll be brought down at around the 45-yard line. But again, he caught that with energy in motion. He got about a 7-yard head start to make the catch on that ball, and a nice return to the 45 of Watterson. That's where they will start their first possession after a 31-yard punt, 15-yard return, and 10:46 left to go here in quarter number one.
The wind just knocked that down. It wasn't a spiral, and the farther it went downfield, the worse it looked, and so it just dropped like a stone.
3 wideouts on the play, and H-back as well, too, for DeSales. One back in the backfield. They peer to the sidelines. Says wide to the bottom of the set is Cole Marine and Owen Faulkner. To the top, it is Jordan Johnson. The quarterback is Reno Godfrey. The H-back is Dante Fuller. Talk about the offensive line in a second. Hand off. The lone back in the backfield. Bouncing outside is Quinn. Down the sidelines. And Quinn with a nice gain before he's knocked out of bounds inside the 35. Interior 5 for the Stallions. Frank Chironi, Billy Kane, Owen Kirk, Cole Potts, and Will Hast.
Kyle Young saved the touchdown there because Quintel Quinn was down the sidelines and Tyler knocked him out of bounds there.
So mark the ball to the 34-yard line after a nice gain of 11 on the play. First and 10 from the 34. 10.5 left to go to first. 2 wide at the top, 1 at the bottom. Again, they do this thing where they come up to the line of scrimmage. Then the Stallions look to the sidelines. Offensive coordinator Brian Cromwell in double digits now. Done it for 10, I think, of the last 12 years for the Stallions. From the 34-yard line. Quick pop, going long downfield for Faulkner. Overthrows him at the 14-yard line by about 1.5 yards.
It'll be second down. Defensively for Watterson up front, Mason Grady, Nathan Brown, along with Isaiah Manuel, same time, and Evan Siegel. Then Evan's brother, Danny, is the Will linebacker. On the other side, it is Nicholas Yule. The inside backers are Chris Crane and A.J. DeFilippo, with also Tanner Mercer seeing some time at linebacker. Quarterbacks are Henry Blevins, along with Dominic Orsini, Samuel Itahar, and Tyler Young are the safeties. Second down and 10 now from the 34, with 10:09 left to go in the first.
It looks like you're going to run left.
And that's the idea, but guess what? Watterson do that too, and they're there to make the play right at the 33-yard line. Nicholas Yule, the outside linebacker, making the hit on the play at around the 33. We'll call it a gain of one on the play. So for Yule now, he's got 18 and a half tackles on the season. Last year he had 26. He likes Netflix and American Government. And he had a birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Mr. Yule. Would that be a Yuletide I just gave him or not?
No. Okay. You have to wait a couple months
all
for
right.
that.
All right.
Unless you're in Alabama, then you can have a tide anytime.
Thank you very much. Roll. Sound like Tim May right now, don't I? Third down and 9 from the 33-yard line. 9:34 left to go in the first. Four wide out set, one man in motion, bottom and top. And the quick pop, and that's a backward pass, so it'll be rushing yardage. And to Quinn, and Quinn's got no help whatsoever. Takes it wide, and there were three defenders there. And now they throw a flag. Just now they throw a flag. And there's a lot of contact near the sidelines. We'll see maybe if it's a sideline warning.
I'm not sure whether it's that or somebody said something about somebody.
It's a face mask call.
Okay.
Our officials tonight, your referee is Doug Rathbone. Your umpire is Mark Woodman. The linesman is David Warren. The line judge is Barry Hoyer. And the back judge is Zach Motter. So
that makes it easy. If you grab a face mask, you grab a face mask. Don't do that.
There's no middle ground there, is there?
Uh-huh. I'm not sure there should be.
Okay.
Keep your hands off the mask. And you know what? You can touch the mask. Just don't grasp it.
And don't touch the hair. Saturday Night Fever. I work hard on the hair.
Yeah, both dark ones are showing.
Thank you. Well, that's the way my hair looks naturally, so. First and 10 for the 13 near hash. 9:18 left to go. Godfrey, the quarterback, from the gun. Hands it off the lone running back in the backfield. That's Jalen Ball, and Ball gets it inside the 10-yard line. Ball now with 19 carries on the campaign. With that run, he goes to 100 yards on the season with 9 minutes left to go.
That kind of was Le'Veon Bellish there because he kind of stutter-stepped and stopped and started and stopped.
Instead of Bell, though, it's Ball, though, right?
Yeah.
So he gets the ball down to the 7-yard line.
Le'Veon Ball? What? Wait a minute. Something's not right.
So gain of 6 on the play, second down and 4, 8:40 left to go here in the first quarter. DeSales threatening here with Ball in the backfield. Reno Godfrey, who's a cousin of Coach Wiggins, and he'll hand it off. Nice room to the outside, but there's a flag on the play. To the pylon goes Ball for the touchdown, but there's a hanky back of the 7-yard line, and we are coming back, Larry.
He didn't mean to do it. That'll count for something.
Is that a hold, sir?
I believe it was a hold.
It was, with the flag at the 7-yard line. So we'll march it back from there, and DeSales misses a touchdown, and Watterson dodges a bullet. You know, we got two teams, Larry, that are both 4-1. Is this a good barometer to find out how good they actually are after 5 weeks?
I think one of them is going to find out that they are for real, and the other one's going to have to do some, you know, reshuffling of the deck here because they're not the powerhouses that they once were, and they both know that. They both know that if you look at the sizes of the offensive line, they're not massive like they used to be, but they're good, solid football programs that are hoping to get back to the promised land.
From the spot of the infraction, it's going to be a second down and 14 now, the ball in the middle of the field from the 17-yard line. So they need 14. They can get a first down without getting a touchdown. Reno Godfrey from the gun. We'll keep this time and jitterbug to around the 16-yard line. That's about it. On the campaign, Reno Godfrey, 19 carries for 21 yards. Of course, he was injured last year, and it almost would be easier to say what he didn't break when he got hurt. He broke his tibia, his fibia, cracked his ankle, and tore all his tendons against Covington Catholic last year.
That just sounds bad.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that?
You know, Ryan Wiggins talked about that earlier, about how different it is now. He said you have to actually score points. They used to just keep people 10-7. You know,
right.
13-10. You can't do that anymore. The offenses are too good.
And it goes against the old CCL philosophy of playing your best guys on defense and resting them some on offense. So third down at 15.
They got
three looking in the corner. We have a flag before the play started. I don't think they heard the whistle at first, but there's a hanky at the 16-yard line, and it's going against DeSales.
That's two touchdowns.
So 7:48 left to go. DeSales marching the wrong direction. They were inside the 10 at the 7-yard line, and now with this penalty, It's going to mark the ball off to around the 22-yard line. So they'll have it at the 22. They have to get the ball down to around the 3.5-yard line for a first down. So it's going to be third down and just about 19 now for the Stallions. Perrine, wide at the top, along with Johnson. Combined, those two guys have 20 catches on the year. Faulkner to the bottom of the set. Also Dante Fuller.
The corners are playing off here, and they should be.
Quinn in the backfield. Let's see if they circle him out into the pass pattern. He goes to the right. They'll dump it across.
Oh,
the pass
out.
Is incomplete. Right at the 21-yard line. And probably better than it was for DeSales. Faulkner went underneath the short route and got drilled just as he was able to touch the football. So let's see if it's field goal time now for Randy Tawia, who's 3 of 4 on field goals. Maybe a range of about 45 yards.
That's one of those passes that probably should not have been thrown. I mean, it was underneath coverage, but he was running through zones, and you don't do that. He hung your receiver out to dry there.
We talked about the breeze. Is that a factor here on this kick of
Absolutely.
About 38 yards? Make
Absolutely.
It 39 officially. 39-yard field goal attempt. Smack dab in the middle field. High snap. There's the kick. Plenty of leg. The kick is up, and the kick is no good. It was wide right. So Tawia had plenty of leg, but that time it started right and stayed right, and Watterson will get the ball back. 7:13 left to go in the first quarter, and we are scoreless between the Stallions and the Eagles.
Well, Watterson dodged two bullets there. Now they got to get the ball out of their own end zone.
And now I go back to the binoculars and call the game from the glasses. I got these things
you
about
mean,
2 hours ago.
You mean you can't see numbers?
I have no clue.
They're
any
all number
Watterson
53.
Number.
They're all number 53,
really?
Yes.
The year you were born, wasn't it?
54.
That's close.
53 is my IQ.
From the gun. Hands it off, and the first man and only man in the backfield gets the handoff up across the 17 to the 18-yard line. It's Bear on the carry that time. So mark the ball out to the 18-yard line. Nice gain on first down. It's going to be second down. We'll call it a short three from there with under 7 minutes left to go. This time, Hoing will have two backs in the backfield. And now they shift out of that. They go with three wideouts to the top of the set. One wideout to the bottom. And from the gun, Jacob Hoing to make the call. And on the slant pattern, has his man across the middle, across the 35, up to the 38-yard line. Nice little quick hitter. That time it goes to Bettendorf, and Andrew makes a nice catch and gets the first down for the Eagles.
Well, that's whether that's an RPO or that's just a slant route that they're running play action off of, it doesn't really matter. DeSales has got to tighten up the coverage on these corners otherwise and force Hoing to go over the top. Force him to throw over the top into the wind, and you got a 50-50 ball. The slants are easy.
Tight set right now. They've got three guys stacked one behind each other. Now Young will join Bettendorf to the top. Hoing looks to his right, smacks it down into the hands of Young, who makes the catch. Tyler gets up to around the 48-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. I'm in love with my new binoculars.
It's starting to worry me, Randy.
Thank you very much. Think about it. Which uniforms are the worst? Watterson, Beechcroft.
They should play each other
Westland.
In all whites. They should play each other in all whites.
And no one would ever know. It'd be like the snow
the,
game.
That's the fall
Second
game.
Second and one. They keep it on the ground, and they burrow their way across midfield all the way down to the 48-yard line. There was nothing up top on the play, so they kept it low, and the running back found the seam off the right side, was able to find the little gap and get it down to the 48-yard line, and that's enough for a first down. As Bear on the carry again.
Well, Billy Kane crawled through there from his nose tackle position and almost boogered it up in the backfield, but the running back got past him.
First and 10 from the 48-yard line. They go with an H-back to the bottom. Quick pop on the out pattern. Pass is complete at the 45-yard line, and that's about it on the play. Short gain as they get it out to Young. Young makes the catch at the 45 with 5:36. So Young will pick up three. It'll be second down, and they're going to give him the 44, so we'll make it second down and six from there. I'll give you the glasses if you want them, Larry.
I'm a baseball umpire. I can see everything.
Not correctly, Larry, but you can see everything.
Well, there
right?
you go.
All right. I'm out of here. Two stacked to the top, one to the bottom, an H back to the top, one back in the backfield. Hoying from the gun on the second down play. Going to hand it off, and short gain that time. Maybe down to the 43-yard line. Good hit on the play by Jalen Ball, who stays at home. Ball makes the hit inside the 43-yard line with 4:56 left to go in the first. Watterson with a nice drive going, but again, if you're a ball control team, this is going to be a long, methodical drive to get it all the way down the field, and so many things can go wrong in a long drive like that.
So it's a third down play from the 42-yard line. Third, and they need four.
They do not have a setback.
Empty backfield now for Hoy. Three wide to the bottom. And guns it across the middle. Pass is complete down to the 34-yard line. Once again, it's Young on the reception. Tyler Young with his third catch. He's the guy that's a deep threat on the team. Three-sport athlete. Basketball and baseball, too. His dad played baseball at Ohio State. Against Carroll, he had seven catches, good for 99 yards.
That's a little stick route or an option route where the tight end just goes out and sits down where they aren't. Wherever the defense isn't, that's where you sit down and they'll put the ball on you.
They're saying it was Davis Boone on the catch instead of Young. Boone goes wide to the top.
Those binoculars seem to be working well, Randy.
Thank you very much. I debate that last one, though. Quick pop. It goes to Bettendorf inside the 32 and knocked down at the 31-yard line. Got to the near side and not a whole lot of real estate there to negotiate. He's knocked it out of bounds right around the 31-yard line. 3:48 left to go with the ball resting at the 31-yard line. So second down here, and they need seven from the 31.
Everybody listening at home, Randy's just making these names up. He has no idea who just caught that ball.
But I have more of an idea than you.
I have no idea.
Okay, there you go. H-back up front, pulling from the gun. Hands it off the left side. Beer can't get away. Somebody grabbed him by the ankles. That was big number nine that came shooting through there. That is Jason Velasquez, who is the younger brother of Joy, who's up in Michigan right now. So mark the ball at the 31-yard line. They need to get it down to the 24. Glad to have you aboard on AMA 20 and also SaintGabrielRadio.com. We have people listening in what used to be Russia last weekend as well, too. And across the United States and Canada as well, too.
I leave for 1 week and you got Russians listening.
Thank you very much. Do what we can. You're hard to replace. Three wide to the top, one to the bottom. We go global. Hoying from the gun. Across the middle, pass incomplete. A little behind the intended receiver, but Andrew Bettendorf did have his paws on the football.
Well, if this were the other direction, you might be in field goal range, but at this point, it's going to be a 48-yarder. 46-yarder, yeah, somewhere there.
48 yards. Yeah. And by the way, if you look at Jonah Fortkamp, his range is pretty much about 50. So,
yeah,
but with the breeze, it's going to be a little more difficult. So they'll go for it here on fourth down, or at least they'll give you that look.
Might try and draw them off.
They triple stack it to the bottom. Now they readjust, go with two wideouts evenly distributed. One back in the backfield, Bear to the right of Hoying. On his fourth down play, fourth and seven. Hoying straight back to throw, rolling right.
Got him
on the out pattern. Pass is complete inside the 20. And knocked down there is Boone, who makes the catch on the play. They love going to the tight end. And Boone makes the catch for the 20th time. Last year, he had 34 catches, good for 301 yards.
All Watterson did there was clear out the cornerback with the wide receiver, and they ran the tight end right underneath on an out route. And it's simple football.
Pickup of 10 on the play from the far hash going right to left. First and 10 from the 21-yard line. Two wide outs to the top, two to the bottom. So calling Boone at tight end at times is a misnomer because he will split out wide. Deep back is Bear. From the gun is Hoying from the 21-yard line. Quick pop, near side. It's complete. Young's got it inside the 20, inside the 15, and brought down at around the 13-yard line. Hit made on the play for the Stallions by Jordan Johnson.
The problem here is Hoying is getting rid of the ball so quickly. The problem for DeSales is Hoying is getting rid of the ball so quickly that the pass rush is ineffective. And he's just throwing the underneath routes. So until DeSales comes up and decides to take those away, it's going to be pitch and catch.
Second down, and they need a couple. The ball resting near the 13-yard line. Hoying. Little toss, finding a little gap and trying to cut it inside, spinning and churning and getting his way inside the 10, down to around the 9-yard line. On the play for Watterson is Samuel Intihar. So Intihar on the little jet sweep, although he cuts it back inside, has the ball inside the 10-yard line and first and 10 Eagles, and marked the ball right around the 8 with 1:37 left to go in the first quarter.
That's a play you know the offensive coordinator likes passing yards because they can hand it off just as easily, but they pitch it forward to get the passing yards.
So first and goal, Eagles from inside the 9 at the 8-yard line, 1:26 left to go in the first quarter. Scoreless for now between Watterson and the Sales. This time a robust set with a wing to the bottom. Backs off set in the backfield. Toss goes near side inside the 10, inside the 6-yard line on the play. As they toss it near side of the short side of the field, it's Bear that time who carries the football.
I think he's going to be out about the 7, I think.
Yep, they're going to say his lead foot at the sidelines there. So with all that movement and all that running, he picked up a yard on the play. It'll be second down and goal from the 7 as we approach 1:11 left to go here in this first quarter.
It looked more open than that, but he only gained one. Done tight.
The back's from an eye now. One man in motion, bottom to top. Second man through, that's Tommy Bear. Bear bounces off the pile diagonally. Looks for the end zone, now cuts it back inside. There's a flag on the play as well, too. I'm not sure if he takes the diagonal, if he has a chance to take it in.
Yep.
But could all be for naught here as there's a flag tossed down to the five-yard line. Holding is the call against Watterson. And kind of a repeat of what DeSales did, a little bit of self-destruction inside the 10.
Well, if the running back just gets the one-yard gain there, you don't have the holding call. But he did a great job of bouncing off, and now your offensive linemen are grabbing onto a guy that's trying to escape.
So the ball's back at the 16-yard line now with 104 left to go, and it'll be second down and goal from the 16-yard line. Well, you know, like Canadian football gives you more room to navigate near the goal line, eh?
Hey, it is hockey season, by the way.
It is.
Go Jackets.
Two to the top. Actually, they've got a tight end of that side, too. Bear readjusts to the side of Hoing from the gun. Jacob rolling to the right, looking, gunning it, and a pass batted up in the air, incomplete. It was in the hands of Samuel Intihar, and Intihar had to go straight up and near the sidelines. It was nearly a free ball in the second go-round there, but instead it'll be incomplete. It'll be third down and goal with 37 seconds left in the quarter.
They ran the tight end straight up the seam. They ran the outside receiver straight down the sidelines, and they took the inside receiver and put him on an out.
16 plays on the drive. It has usurped 6 minutes off the clock as they have it now. Third down and goal for the 16. One, two, three to the top, one to the bottom. Bear to the right of Hoing in the backfield. And rolling is Hoing. Throw back the other way, and the pass incomplete. Looking for Bear, and right on top of Bear was Jason Velasquez. Some from Watterson would contend that maybe he was interfered with.
Well, the ball's behind the line of scrimmage. So there's no pass interference with the pass behind the line of scrimmage. So
now can you contemplate the field goal?
You can, and it's going to be about a 33-yarder into the wind. And he's got the leg to do it. Looks like the wind is now, it's coming straight at him.
Jonah Fortkamp has 5 field goals on the season. Range up to 50. He feels his Catholic education and football have taught him how to understand teamwork and respect for others. 33-yard attempt with 31 seconds left to go. Snap. Kick. Plenty of leg, and the kick is up, and it sails way high. And through the uprights for the first 3 points in this contest.
Here you go.
26 seconds left to go. Watterson leads 3-0. We'll take a break on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Guys, another big CCL game happening tonight over at Jack Ryan Field, and Hartley pulls off an onside kick on the opening kick. Trey Saunders recovers it, takes it to the house for a score, 7-0 Hartley. Then they get a fumble from St. Charles on the next possession and punch that in. The Hawks lead 15-0.
Great way to start a game if you can. There's the kick, dribbles inside the 10-yard line. Return starts from the 6, up across the 10, the 15, 20 to the 25, up to the 27-yard line, and rugby breaks out. The scrum pushes the pile across the 30, up to the 31. 17 ticks left to go here in the first quarter. And by the way, that scoring drive for Watterson, 17 plays, 64 yards, 6:47 off the clock. And Fortkamp with that 33-yard field goal, and we stand at 3-0 Watterson. And DeSales now with their possession. With 17 ticks left.
You probably have to go back a long ways before DeSales gives up a 17-play drive. Man, I can't fathom keeping the ball 17 plays against the DeSales defense.
And also, your offense can't afford to break down, too.
Right.
We saw a penalty on their end, too, inside the 10-yard line, like DeSales, but
they made the kick.
Yep, didn't cost him. Quinn in the backfield now, alongside Reno Godfrey, standing back at his 26-yard line. On a quick pop, wide open. Pass is complete across the 30, out to the 34-yard line. Making the catch on the play is Perrine, and under 10 seconds left to go. That'll do it for the first quarter. One field goal by Fortkamp. That's it after the first 12 minutes.
3-0 Watterson leads on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is your one-stop shop for the right vehicle at the right price. It's Ram Power Days, where you'll save up to $11,000 on new Ram 1500s, or get up to $7,000 off on new Jeep Cherokees. The best deals you'll see are always on Route 33 in Lancaster. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Guys, it's a fast start for Newark Catholic tonight, too. They've got a 21-0 lead already over Utica. And in maybe the biggest game in the area tonight, Westerville Central has an early 7-0 lead over Olentangy Liberty.
Ooh. Ryan, thank you very much. And here it is 3-0 Watterson as we start the second quarter. DeSales has the ball at the 34-yard line. It'll be second down and 7 from there. And looking downfield, throwing it for Faulkner. He's got him inside the 45. Great touch. I got free on the pass. And the ball's free at the 43-yard line. Or Godfrey on the pass to Faulkner was able to get Faulkner free again, and he must have spun away from the contact there and got back down to 43. After the first quarter, the stats look like this. Total offense, Watterson 86 yards, DeSales 26. 23 rushing, 3 passing for the Stallions. 14 rushing, 72 passing for Watterson. First down, 6-2 in favor of Watterson. Penalties 2 for 25 against Watterson, 2 for 15 against DeSales. No turnovers in the first quarter. 23 yards on the pass to Faulkner. First and 10 from the 43-yard line. Fuller readjust. Handoff goes to Quinn off the right side, inside the 43 to the 42, and push forward to the 41-yard line.
On the last play when they threw the pass, Watterson absolutely ignored the receivers. They had man coverage out there, but there was no underneath coverage, no help, no nothing. They had a 7-man box, and the DeSales had 4 wide receivers. So the DeSales likely just threw the ball up, and it was a good catch.
Faulkner had a nice catch on that one. He had 8 catches against Carroll for 138 yards. He's got 27 now in the campaign. Second down and 8 from the 41-yard line for the Stallions. Down 3. 10:53 left to go in the first half.
7-man box for Watterson again.
Head up, goes to Quinn off the right side. Chugs, turns, pushes the pile inside the 35, down to the 34.
That's a good old-fashioned hard-nosed run there. He got hit about 1 yard after the line of scrimmage and just dragged people with him.
Near the sticks, but not quite a first down. It's going to be third down and less than 1. With 10.5 left to go here in the first half.
And they're going to run it again.
2 wide to the bottom, 1 to the top, H-back to the bottom. Quinn to the left of Godfrey in the backfield. And quick pop. Pass incomplete. Just a little high on the play for big number 6, Cole Perrine. So I assume you go for it here on a 4th and less than 1?
If you're going to pass it on 3rd and 1, you better go for it on 4th and 1.
Kind of the old Green Bay Packers of the 60s there. Bart Starr and Donnie Anderson.
Well, they would have gone deep. They would have gone deep.
That's right.
Boyd Dowler.
Max McGee.
Yeah.
4th and less than 1.
Now you're going to see about a 9-man box.
Godfrey looks at Quinn behind him, gives him instructions. One man in motion, top to bottom. Hand off, it goes to Quinn. He's got the first down inside the 33 to the 32 as he extends his body for an extra yard and has the Stallion first down as they convert on 4th down. And for the Stallions now, they're 5 of 5 on 4th down conversions this season.
They got to stop getting in 4th down.
Or keeping him in 4th down.
One or the other.
1st and 10 from the 32-yard line. And that little wing to the bottom. 2 outs to that side of the field as well, too. Creeping up from the outside. Eagles showing blitz. Quick pop. It goes to Perrine. Perrine dancing around and goes nowhere.
Yeah, he's just got to get 2 yards there. Every play is not going to be a touchdown. Just put your shoulder pads down and go forward and get 2 or 3.
Green made the catch at the 31-yard line, gave ground to the 32, so right back in the line of scrimmage again. It'll be 2nd down and 10 from there, down 3-0, 9:30 left to go in the first half. Green plays a lot at slot, too, I've noticed, too. Got some good moves downfield. He had 3 catches against Carroll for 128 yards. 1 catch was for no yards. The other 2 were for 62 and 66.
There you go. Sales has that real tight wing and allows Watterson to bring another guy in the box.
Second down and 10 from the 32. Godfrey from the gun's going to hand it off the left side. Quinn finds Yoping.
Good job.
And he creamed a Watterson defender at the 21. Now a scrum breaks out, and the pile pushes everything inside the 15 down to the 13.
He ran over
Sam Intihar.
Holy moly. You could probably go to jail for that in about 30 different states. I mean, I'm just saying, he just mauled him.
Gain of 19, but the contact at the 21 was bone-crushing. And mark it down at the 13-yard line. First and 10 Stallions from there. 8:45 left to go.
I don't think Sammy's going to want to see that on film tomorrow morning. It happens. You just get caught in the middle of nowhere.
From the 13 for Godfrey. Going to hand it off the left side. A little bit of gap as they stretch it out. Quinn inside the 10, inside the 5. Pushes for the goal line. Does he make it into the end zone? Yes, touchdown is the call. 8:25 left to go as Quinn, the mighty one, takes it in for the touchdown. That's his 10th on the season, and that was 6-3.
He ran over Tyler Young at the goal line that time. I think he's feeling his oats right now. He's feeling pretty good about running over folks.
So 6-3 now, and Randy Tawia to make it 7-3. He is 21 of 22 on extra points. The one that was missed was not his fault. It was a bad snap.
Okay, I feel better about that.
All right. I know, because you would have said, why was he 22 of 22?
Darn kicker.
You're a stickler, Mr. AP. Snap, kick, it is up, and it's no good. It's wide right.
You jinxed him.
8:25 left to go. Jinxie will take a break here on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Man, you can't do that.
Jeff here from Custom Air. When Custom Air opened their doors in 1976, we began installing HVAC systems in custom homes for a local developer. As the company grew, Custom Air added commercial buildings along with home renovations, remodeling and replacement of HVAC units, and service of all makes and models, whether we installed them or not. And today, we still treat every home we service with the same pride and attention to detail. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
Guys, they're through one quarter of play over in Gahanna, and Pickerington Central has a 14-0 lead.
Oof, tough year for the Lions.
Not surprising.
Quinn, 13-yard run. They missed the extra point wide right. 9 plays, 69 yards, 3:52 off the clock. And it's now 6-3 Stallions on top with 8:25 left to go. Twin safeties going back deep inside the 10-yard line for Watterson now. Dewey. Ready to boot it. Got 9 touchbacks on the season so far. This will not be number 10. It's a short kick. It's going to bounce to the 16-yard line, be scooped up to the 14. Up across the 20 to the 24. And that's where the Watterson Eagles will take over. First and 10. 18 left to go in the first half and down by 3 in this contest. Now 6-3.
Watterson kept it 17 plays last time. If they can do it again this time, I mean, this is really kind of critical for Watterson. If they can keep this short passing game going, they're going to befuddle this DeSales defense, because DeSales is going to have to come up and press it.
You heard what I said with Coach Kennedy in the pregame. I said, remember when pass was a dirty word over at Watterson? And now it's the short game is integral to their offense. Too wide at the top, and the handoff goes to the running back off the left side, and Bears going to score down to around the 33-yard line on the play.
I think the name Hoying helps that. You know what I mean? You have somebody you know can throw the football. It helps.
Mark it out to the 33-yard line. With 8 minutes left to go in the first half, a gain on the play of 8. It'll be second down and 2 from there with the ball on the far hash going left to right for Watterson. And their alleged whites in very bright canary uniforms. One back in the backfield on the second down and 2 from the 33. Boing. They hand it off the right side. They take it up across the 35. They'll have the first down as the scrum breaks out and again pushes the pile up across the 38-yard line. I know, Larry, you're not a big fan of that, are you?
Never have been. You can't pull them. You shouldn't be able to push them. It's a potentially dangerous situation. I say that all the time. And there's a couple ways you can stop it, and both of them are dangerous.
Bears got it to the 39, first and 10. Watterson from there in a rapidly played first half. 7:25, 24, 23 left to go in the first half. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom. Boy, Bear is really deep now. He's about 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
It's like a USC tailback.
Quick pop pass across the middle. Incomplete at the 49-yard line. Intended on the play for Boone.
He cannot corral it there with 7:08 left to go.
That was a 50-50 ball. That ball could have been easily picked off.
So the second down and 10 for back of the 39. 7:08 left to go in the first half. Coming up on the highlighter at halftime, I will talk with Bella D'Amico, outstanding student athlete at DeSales, who will further her career in college. We'll tell you about that at the break. And Ryan and Dave Papur will have all the scores so far on the AMA 20 scoreboard show at halftime. Quick pop far side, and that one was a low shot that time by
Boyd. It might have actually been tipped because DeSales brought a blitz off the outside. Mason Washington came from the outside, and I think he got a hand on it.
Bettendorf was the intended receiver, so now it's third down and 10 from the 39-yard line.
If he didn't get a hand on it, he at least got in Jacob Horn's eyesight and forced him to all the throw.
Matthew Stewart checks back in to go in at defensive end, and checking out for the Stallions is Jackson Hartman. Third down and 10 from the 39.
Like a blitz off the field. Here he comes.
They're coming. Boing back to throw. Pressure on. Got him. Get away from it. And he's going to be brought down eventually.
Maybe.
He was hit at the 40-yard line. Got away. Got up to the 47-yard line. So with all that, Larry, they're only about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards shy of the first down.
He should have been tackled about the 41. And he squirted through there and got an extra 6 yards.
So it'll be fourth down and a long two from the 47 with 6:45 left to go in the first half. 6-3. DeSales over Watterson.
This punt should travel a long way now. It's a good wind out there now.
Ford Campbell to boot it.
Ooh, that's a penalty, I think. They broke the huddle with 12.
Yep, we'll see. And Faulkner goes back deep inside the 20.
The 55 just ran off.
Let's see if you burn a timeout here. 6:18, 6:17. Yeah, they're going to take the timeout. That way they avoid the penalty. So they burned the timeout with 6:16 left to go in the first half. And we'll pause as well, too, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
It's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, you always have exciting news. I understand you're offering something new, right?
Randy, I've got something very exciting. We are offering stone-coated stamped steel roofing for all the folks that want the benefits of a metal roof, but with the look of a shingle.
And if your homeowners association is a little picky, this will fit the bill, right?
This is exactly what you need.
So give them a call, 614-721-ROOF, 614-721-ROOF, or hit the net at themetalroofcompany.com.
Guys, there's a pretty big game going on in the Mid-State League today, and Bloom Carroll has just scored to take in a 7-6 lead over Amanda Clear Creek.
Look out for Wade Bartholomew and company over the Aces. Boom, there's the punt by Fort Camp. It's a line drive up there,
sure,
and
bottom
not his best effort.
No, that one went right off the side of his foot.
The right side, to be exact, and we'll wait to see where they mark it. It's a good spot, though, for him. It's going to be inside the 30 to around the 28, maybe the 29-yard line. The linesman cannot get through the big huddle of the Sales players. There are only 24 yards on that punt. So Stallions get it back with 6:09 left to go in the first half, up 6-3. What went well on their drive for the touchdown for the Stallions?
Their running back went well. I mean, he ran hard. They had one big pass play down the sideline, but they got their running game going.
They've got a solo receiver to the bottom, tandem to the top, wing to that side as well, too. Quinn barely got the handoff and got away. There was pressure in the backfield, but got away from that, and there was no contact for the next 6 yards. And takes it near side into the sidelines across the 40-yard line. At the point of exchange there, there was contact. He was able to maneuver around that, take the ball, get a nice gain across the 40 up to the 43.
So what's happening right now, the Sales has that real tight wing up there. They got a trip set, but it's a tight wing. So it allows Watterson to do what we call cheat the box. Instead of having to defend the wing as a pass receiver, they defend him as a run blocker so they can cheat their seventh man into the box. If the Sales wants to get that guy out of there, just widen out the wing.
Gain of 14 on the play. Faulkner and Perrine to the top. Johnson to the bottom. And back in the backfield. That is Quinn on the first down play. And a quick pop. Pass is deflected and knocked away. They're looking for the quick out pattern. And good job by the Watterson defense. I think that was Mr. Yule again who got his paws on that.
Yep.
So second down and 10 from the 43, 5:37 left to go in half.
See, it's a seven-man box. And what we mean by that is there's seven defenders close to the line of scrimmage within the outside edges of the tackles. And the Sales has five linemen blocking that. So there's extra players there that can't be blocked.
Johnson one-on-one to the bottom against Henry Blevins here. They'll keep it on the ground.
Quinn's got it. Quick tell. Bounces it outside. 45. Midfield. 45. 40. Down the sidelines. Quinn knocked out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. Once he made that bounce outside, there were only two guys left that had a shot at him, and one of them got him inside the 35.
He had a little extra gear that time. When he got to the outside, he just turned it on. That was a well-run football.
I got to say, he did not get contact out of bounds until he got to the 30-yard line, so a gain of 27 on the play. The 5:27 left to go. First and 10 Stallions. Remember, Sales won the toss and deferred, so a late score and to get the ball in the beginning of the second half will be a great elixir for the Stallions.
Well, this is a huge drive for DeSales because they had a chance to be up 7, actually 10. You know, they missed a field goal in the first drive, so if they can put something on the board here, that'll be huge.
Quinn over the century mark now, 10 carries, 101 yards. Perrine in motion, bottom to the top. Quinn gets the handoff, and Patel got it to the 29-yard line, and that was it. 1 yard, and then he was spun around right at the 29.
I don't know whether the quarterback has the option to pull that and keep it because the entire Watterson defense was sucked inside there, and the edge out here was wide open.
Interesting, we had some finger pointing on both sides at the end of that play. Not like it's a big game or anything.
They're not allowed to point fingers. That's illegal in every state.
Can't have that kind of playing in football, right? Second down and nine.
Finger pointing for that matter.
Faulkner goes to the top. Perrine and Johnson to the bottom. Godfrey from the gun. What's the throw?
Got him.
Oh, the pass behind the intended receiver as Johnson broke to the inside. The pass was over his outside and falls incomplete.
There was no free safety help over the top. That ball should just been lobbed toward the middle of the goal post. Let him go run underneath it because they had him beat to the post. There was nobody in the middle to help.
As a quarterback, you know how anxious you can get sometimes when you see that guy that wide open.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's one of those. Can I have that one back? Can we have a do-over, a mulligan?
A mulligan in football.
Need a mulligan.
Third and nine from the 29-yard line. Johnson looks to the sidelines. Now he's going to come a little tighter in this look. He's still signaling the plays. Faulkner goes to the top. Johnson, a way tight
on it.
Yep. Faulkner, the only true wideout, if you will, went back in the backfield on a third down and nine. Going to hand it off, and nothing there. Great job by that defense to stop the flow to the football. As they tried to look to the left side here and tried to find a gap and an opening. Absolutely nothing was there on the play for Quinn. So now you're in a weird territory. You're back at the 33-yard line. You're not going to probably attempt a 50-yarder, but do you punt it at the 33 or not?
Well, you're under 4 minutes. If you punt it at the 33, you're going to put them inside the 10 and force them to drive the ball. They're probably not going to drive it the length of the field before half. You might get it back on the short side of the 50. Probably take a penalty here.
It's taking a long time. And the back judge is going to get ready to raise his hand to give a 5 count. With 4:07 and ticking left to go. Let's see if Stallions take a timeout or if they take the 5-yard penalty.
They just take the penalty. You're not going to go for it.
They take a timeout,
so they must be going for it.
All right. So the Stallions will take a timeout. We'll take 1-2 with 3:59 left to go. DeSales lead 6-3 on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Have you been thinking about completing your college degree? There's no better time than right now at Ohio Dominican University. Ohio Dominican offers bachelor's degrees in accounting, business, and risk management. And because courses are available online or on campus during the evening, you can work towards your degree around your schedule. Looking to advance your career in logistics? Ohio Dominican also offers a certificate in supply chain management, 100% online. Classes start soon. Apply today at ohiodominican.edu/adult.
Groveport has a big 21-0 lead over Franklin Heights already. Olentangy is up 8-7 over Westerville South, and Olentangy Liberty has kicked a field goal. They still trail Westerville Central, though, 7-3.
Could be a big game in a couple of weeks when I've got Westerville Central taking on Olentangy Orange. Let's see what Orange can do tonight. It is a fourth down scenario, 4th and 13 for Godfrey and Quinn in the backfield. And the three wide out look. Johnson alone to the bottom, Perrine to the top of Faulkner. Godfrey looking to his right, looking long downfield. Throws it up for grab, and the pass incomplete at the 4-yard line. Looking on the play for Perrine along the far side of the field. You mentioned it, Larry. It was a 50-50 ball, and neither guy came down with it. So now Watterson gets it back. Now with 3:52 left to go.
decent field position. What do you look for from the Eagles here?
Look for what they do. They're going to throw the short passes. They're going to get them to try to move the chains with a short passing game and put this thing into field goal range and tie this ball game up. And if they get a score and get seven, that's even better.
One wide to the top. Bears got it, and Tommy's going to get to the 31-yard line, and that's about it. He's going to lose a couple on the play.
Velazquez.
Yeah. Great job that time. Five. Big number nine to make the hit, and with the tackle by Jason, he's going to push the ball back a yard. Forward progress to the 32, but it's going to be second down and 11 from there with 3.5 left to go in the first half. Young way wide to the bottom. McDork to the top. Boone, one of three wideouts to the bottom of the formation. Hoy, under delay, hands it off. And Bear trying to carry defenders, and he does so up to the 36-yard line. The handoff at the 31, contact at the 32. Got up to the 36. Now DeSales is going to take another timeout with 3:13 left to go, hoping they can get the ball back one more time. For the Stallions, they'll burn the timeout. And for DeSales, that is their second one. Head back to the studios of AMA 20. Ryan Baker standing by. And Ryan, what are you cooking up for halftime, sir?
Well, Dave Prefer and I are just sitting here right now. I hear his keys going crazy. He's looking for scores. We're going to give you as many of the scores as we can. It's a big night in the OCC tonight with some huge matchups. We've talked about that Olentangy Liberty, Westerville Central game. That one's still 7-3. But even matchups that are good matchups like Dublin Scioto and Hilliard Bradley that maybe won't get the headlines this year, but quality matchups, that game's tied at 21 as well. We'll give you all of those scores. Plus, this is the first time we've had Dave in this year, so we'll get his thoughts on the first half of the season.
I tell you, when I grow up, I want to be like Dave. He does a fabulous job with his stories. I read almost all his articles, and great presence on the air as well, too. Dave, thanks for pinch hitting for Lee Cochran. Third down play, third and six now from the 37-yard line. Hello. Somebody left early for Watterson. Either that or everybody else left late. So have a false start on the offense.
Perhaps the center didn't get the memo.
It's possible.
The memo.
And perhaps you have my stapler, too.
Ooh, they have those still?
I do. Back to the 32, they move it. It's going to be third down and 11 from there.
We need to go on a lookout for an old slide rule. I haven't seen one of those in about 40
years. I've got a TI one, a Texas Instrument one, if you'd like it. Hoying, straight back to throw. Looking, pressure on, rolls to his right, trying to buy time. Looking, throws, dumps underneath, and the pass incomplete at the 42-yard line, intended on the play for big number 25, and that is Samuel Intihar. So it's sort of a punting scenario now for the Eagles.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Jason Velazquez was shot out of a cannon there. When Hoying broke contain and started to run the ball, I just saw this purple grape moving quickly at the quarterback. And as soon as he let go of the ball, he got dumped.
You only have two choices, red, purple,
yeah,
or green, right?
Yeah.
Faulkner's back deep, Larry, at the 35-yard line. Fortkamp standing at his own 18. Low snap, bounces in, lost the handle, got it back. And drills it.
Boomer.
Faulkner, fair catch, calls for it, and takes it at the 26-yard line. All right, 2:57 left to go. You're DeSales. You're outside your 30. Is it more of Quinn here after that 42-yard punt?
Well, it might be more of Quinn, but you might want to spread this defense out. Get five or four out, and then try to get him isolated one-on-one on a linebacker in the flats. A little swing pass, something where he can... It's basically a running play. It's a safe passing play. You're not going to turn the ball over, and you get your best guy the ball in space.
First and 10, Stallions from their 26. They have one timeout remaining. I have Watterson with two timeouts remaining here.
And if you do it right, you can go in and pick the linebacker who's covering him, because the ball's going to be thrown behind the line of scrimmage. In high school, that's legal. You can go in and actually block him.
Perrine and Faulkner to the top, Johnson to the bottom. Quinn gets the handoff right up the gut. 30, 35, 37, 38, 39, and spun away at the 40. He contends his knee was not down, but the coaches say we'll get back anyway because
the clock.
That's right, and we're moving here with 2:48 left to go. He thought he did the pirouette, and the knee never touched. So mark the ball at the 40-yard line, a gain of 14, 2:45 left to go. First and 10 from the 40 now.
I'd like to check the replay on that.
Okay, we'll play back the audio for you. From the 40, he's got it again. Quinn over the pile at the 40. Ball free at the 46-yard line. Watterson says they have it.
And they do.
And they do.
So they come up with the football. And on their cover,
Henry Blevins.
It was Henry Blevins, yep. The defensive back. So Blevins comes up with the football. He's got 14 and a half tackles on the season. He likes wood shop and all sports. 5'11", 165, and a junior. So now Watterson with something to do from the 47-yard line with 2:29 left to go in the first half.
Well, big games, you can't turn the ball over, that's for sure. This is an interesting formation. They're going to be good.
And then do a little flea flicker. The toss goes on kind of unique jet sweep to Young. Young had to give ground back to his own 47-yard line, then got to the 45, but a lot of maneuvering to pick up a couple of yards.
The only thing that could have made that play any better is if he'd have thrown the pass.
I was waiting for that.
Because they had a wide receiver on the other side in the corner just abandoning because it was a reverse all the way.
The next snap will come at under 2 minutes left to go. Second down and eight for the 45 of the Stallions. Boeing with an empty backfield again. One man in motion, top to bottom. Boeing straight back to throw. Looking, gunning downfield, and pass incomplete. There's contact at the 18, and now a flag is tossed across the field by the back judge, and we'll have a penalty called against the Stallions, I think, with 1:49 left to go.
They got their feet tangled, and I don't know, you know, they're picking it up. They're picking it up. There's definitely contact. As to whether or not it was incidental or whatever, the back judge threw the flag, the side judge or the whoever that is on the other sideline there.
Well, again, you know, you can have contact. You just can't try to, you know, push the other
person. They were both running. I mean, they're both running side by side, and they just got their feet tangled.
Yeah, everybody thinks in high school football you can't have any contact, and that is not the scenario.
Not the case.
Third down and eight now from the 45-yard line for the Eagles. They need to make something happen here. Down by three. They readjust the entire front of the offense. Two wideouts now to the top, two to the bottom. One back in the backfield. That's Bear to the right of Hoyt. Straight back to throw. Pressure on. Rolls. Guns. Pass is caught at the 35-yard line. It goes to Boone, who makes the catch.
The defensive ends for the Sales are getting too far up the field, and they're allowing Hoying to step up underneath them. You know, you have to go as deep as a quarterback and then retreat so that you don't give up that lane.
First down from the 34. They're rapidly up to the line of scrimmage with three wide to the bottom, one to the top, and now they look to the sidelines. Bettendorf, the lone wide out to the top. Taking a lot more time, I think, than they thought they would. Down to 1:22 left to go. Straight back to throw is Hoying. Looking, rolling to his right. Gunning downfield. Pass, leading the defender, the wide receiver, I should say, just a little bit at the 22-yard line.
Something happened on that play that I've always had a question about. You got the offensive lineman in the three-point stance, and then they turn and look to the sideline. Now, if you did that at the goal line, and the defense jumped, wouldn't they call a little procedure?
I would think so, false start.
But, right, but you do it in the middle of the field, I've always wondered that.
Into Hart, by the way, was the intended receiver. Second down and 10 from the 34-yard line. Boeing, quick pop, passes caught inside the 25, inside the 20, spin move by Boone. Boone all the way down to the 15-yard line. And that's an Eagle first down with 105 left to go. Let's see if they burn another timeout here anytime.
They have plenty of time. 15-yard line, 105.
And we'll crank the clock again.
Plenty of time.
Approaching a minute left to go. Three wide to the bottom, one to the top. Bear to get the handoff, and he'll gain a yard. Now they'll take a timeout, I think. Gets it down to the 14-yard line. 50, 49, 48. Now they'll take the timeout with 47 seconds left to go. That is their second timeout. I have each team with one timeout remaining. 6-3, Watterson deep into Sales territory, trailing by three. And again, remember, to Sales to get the ball to start the second half. All right, options right now if you're Coach Kennedy, as you talk to your offense, what are some of the things you're going over?
You can run or pass. You still got a timeout left after this, so you can call two plays here. You can get a run play because everybody thinks you're going to pass it, so that's available. Or you can go with two straight pass plays. It's no big deal. Or you can pass it here, and then, you know, you can flip it. Run, pass, or pass, run, because you have the timeout left. And then your whole playbook's open to you right now. There's no big deal here.
I did some checking and adding up the records for Watterson. What do you think their winning percentage is since 1956?
Oh, 78%.
67.3%.
Well, that's terrible.
Two out of three.
Yeah.
And it ain't bad. Thank you very much.
Two out of three. And there's a song in there somewhere.
Thank you very much, Mr. Steinman. Mr. Meatloaf. All right, they've got it now. Second down. and 9 from the 14-yard line. Going back to throw. Looking. Pass. Near side.
Touchdown.
And they're in for the score. Nicely done as he finds Boone for the touchdown down here by the pylon. And Boone will take it in for the touchdown with 41 seconds left to go. That guy is a great target. Yep. You know, we mentioned him as a tight end, but so many times he splits out wide. And we touched on this. So many teams don't throw to the tight end. But Watterson takes advantage of his frame at 6'2 and 220. And a guy that started last year, and he takes it in for the touchdown.
Well, 220 pounds in the secondary is going to be a mismatch for most of the people. Now, he was covered that time by Washington, the linebacker, but still a mismatch. I mean, that's a Washington's 205, 6 foot 205. He had great coverage.
His fourth touchdown receiving on the campaign. Fourth camp for the extra point. Snap, kick, plenty of leg. It is up. And it's good. So Watterson in the winning moments of the first half. Now with a 10-6 lead, 41 seconds left to go. And now you're at a four-point cushion instead of three with that missed extra point.
And you take advantage of the turnover. And the turnover was caused because the running back ran extra hard. You know what I mean? He jumped over a guy. He spun around and he got hit and he dropped the ball. But Watterson took advantage of it. You got to give him credit. They moved the ball right down the field. Great, great catch. And by the way, Washington had perfect coverage. I mean, he had face mask to face mask coverage, and Boone just went up over top and caught the ball and danced in the end zone.
Hoying, 14-yard pass to Boone, and that was a 7-play, 47-yard drive, took 1:48 off the clock. And I'll tell you what, Boone is not only a great student, but a great student-athlete as well, too, obviously. He likes science. He's part of the church choir. Two brothers and a sister have played college sports. Great game against Walsh Jesuit, where he had three catches for 35 yards. Glad you're enjoying the action here tonight on AMA 20 and around the world anywhere. Remember, you can listen to StGabrielRadio.com. You can go there and hear the game live, and also the archives of the games are available as well, too. Hortkamp, does he kick it deep with 41 ticks left? Yes, he does, and he drills that thing. And Quinn is going to watch it hit 4 yards deep in the end zone. So the Stallions will bring it out to the 20-yard line with 41 seconds left to go.
Well, they're going to run Mr. Quinn here and then go into halftime and talk about missing an extra point and fumbling the ball and tightening up the pass defense and all those good things that they're going to have to talk about.
By the way, Fortkamp last year was 80% on touchbacks. This year with that kick, he's now 80% on touchbacks.
He needs to be more consistent. I'm just saying.
I didn't say anything beforehand, so you can't say I jinxed him like I did Talia.
You did Talia. Well, there's no doubt about it. You did it on purpose, too. I know it. I saw it in your eyes.
No, I don't.
Well, those are binoculars.
That's right. You see my eyes right now. I've been shot. First and 10 from the 20-yard line for Godfrey and Company. Do you try anything here with 21 ticks left?
No.
Now it's Quinn to the right, and he gets it up to around the 23-yard line. Gain of 3 as we're down to 30 seconds on the clock in the first half. Stallions just looking at the sidelines, getting the information. Mentioned that Coach Cromwell does a great job orchestrating that along with Coach Wiggins. Down to 14 seconds left to go. Hand it off to Quinn again. Bounces it outside up to the 25. Heads for the sidelines, 30, 35.
Whoa.
To contact at the 38, maybe the 39. And looked like he was already out of bounds.
Oh, he was out of bounds.
No flag on the play. And that'll move the sticks with 4 seconds left to go in the first half. Can you take a shot here?
Well, if you give it to Quintel Quinn, you got as good a chance of scoring as you do throwing the ball down the field. So, and Watterson's going to prevent defense here. They got four guys back at about 20 yards, so you might as well run it and hope for the best.
17 yards on that carry. From the 40-yard line now, Johnson near side, Faulkner to the top, Perrine to the top, going through the signals one more time. Godfrey, quick out, pass is caught by Johnson, stays in bounds, dances to the 43, to the 45, and surges to the 48, and that will do it in an exciting and rapid first half as we approach the top of the hour. This is the CCL Game of the Week, and you are listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. What you thought it would be the first half, Larry?
Pretty much. I mean, the short passing game of Hoying and the boys from Watterson and the running game of DeSales, and you just can't have mistakes. And you have mistakes, you're going to lose this game.
Coming up at halftime, I'll talk to Bella D'Amico from St. Francis DeSales, and Ryan and Dave will have all the scores of all the games so far. Here at this one, it's 10-6. Watterson on top at the break on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.